could be an historic winter blast. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Winter storm warnings cover much of the northern half of the country, from Idaho to Michigan. It's a blizzard in parts of Wyoming, the Dakotas, and southwestern Minneapolis.
The thing that makes this historic is the amount of snowfall that we're expected. So we're looking at, by the time it's all said and done, from what fell starting on Tuesday through Thursday, of close to 20 inches in some locations.
National Weather Service meteorologist Jacob Beitlich. Along the southern edge of the storm, from central Iowa across southern Wisconsin and lower Michigan, the storm could glaze the roads, tree limbs, and power lines with up to half an inch of ice. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has revealed he's suspending Russia's end of the New START nuclear weapons treaty.
The only remaining nuclear control pact between the United States and Russia, the world's two largest nuclear powers. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called Putin's announcement to halt inspections under the New START treaty deeply unfortunate and irresponsible. New START is scheduled to expire in early 2026. Its critics point out the arms limits exclude China, which is substantially expanding its own nuclear arsenal.
Fox's Rich Edson. Congressman Mike Rogers, who chairs the House Armed Services Committee, says all options must be on the table, and he's urging the Biden administration to accelerate planning on Russian nuclear deterrence. Speaking in Warsaw yesterday, the president, critical of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
No one can turn away their eyes from the atrocities Russia is committing against the Ukrainian people. It's abhorrent. It's abhorrent.
The president said U.S. and Western allies will hold Russia accountable. After meeting today with the leaders of Eastern European allies, known as the Bucharest Nine, the president will return to Washington later tonight. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
The EPA administrator says the government will hold Norfolk Southern Railroad responsible for the train derailment that spewed toxic chemicals in East Palestine, Ohio.
Michael Regan, joined by the governors of Ohio and Pennsylvania, announced he will force Norfolk Southern to reimburse the federal government for the cleanup, or the company would pay even more. In an interview with Fox News, Norfolk Southern says the company's in it for the long haul.
Norfolk Southern is fully committed to helping this community recover, and we aren't going anywhere.
Pressure has been mounting on the president's transportation secretary, who has been trying to shift the blame to the previous administration. But he has promised that when the time is right, he will visit.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports Transportation Secretary Buttigieg hasn't scheduled that trip yet, but former President Trump and environmental activist Aaron Brockovich will be in East Palestine today. The Biden administration announcing plans to change asylum rules at the U.S. southern border, planning to reject applications from people who didn't apply for asylum at the first country they passed through after leaving their home country. Immigration rights groups plan to challenge the new rule in court. At the northern border, there's a developing invasion of Canadian bacon.
You thought wild boar in the U.S. were bad? Wait till you hear about super pigs. They're a cross between wild boars and domestic pigs in Canada, sometimes getting over 600 pounds. That's more than double what the usual American boar weighs. They were bred back in the 80s for people to shoot at in Canadian hunting reserves, but many escaped. And animal science researcher Ryan Brook at the University of Saskatchewan warns these pigs are easily the worst invasive large mammal on the planet, causing crop damage and able to spread disease to humans. The population in Canada is growing so fast, they're migrating south. Till NATO, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.